Begin the current dot mesef this yom and pay. You begin the manal. Begin to his master. Begin with the gemara. Ancient mechtav ksivi. How could you halacha mashma sinai? Punishments are written in the Torah explicitly. Which halacha gesin Rashi. This is Rashi's text of the gemara's question. But in the original text, what was written actually was on the other halacha Rabbi Yechon said regarding shiurin mechtav ksivi. The gemara's question was, what do you mean measurements are written in the Torah pirish? Torah explains where is that? And Rav Chanan. It says in the pasuk Eretz Chita V'Sairu, where it talks about the Shabbos Aminim. But I'm parakamim the Sugat Gemar says in Sugat of Hamad Beis, Kol Pasuk has Elish Shurinim. And this whole pasuk was said for different measurements. So if the Gemar is asking, what do you mean Halacha Meshmi Sinai? We learn it out from a pasuk. Mishani asks the Gemar answers, no, Shiurin Shal Ancient. You're right, Shiurin are already written in the Torah, but this is the measurements of punishments, which that's not written. It says, and the logic is with Rashi not to have that old gear, so. But rather, as we have it here in our different Maschab Tosis. And Tosis brings out many points. Chada, first of all, the Maim Mishanik is what would the Gemara be answering Shur and Shalainch, and that the measurement that of liability that would make someone being Ibn Issa to be Chayab and Einish. Then you could still ask the question Shur and Shalainch and Michlev Ksivi. Even the measurements of punishments are also written in the Torah, because that same Pasuk of Rebbechon, we also learn now from the Vash that the amount of eating of date on Yom Kippurim to be Chayab Karas. And from Ta'in, we learn out the Sheva Gregors to be Chayiv Atzah and Shabbos, to be Chayiv Skila. So this wouldn't be a good answer. However, the Gemara asks this question of the Chiyur not written in the Torah, Beper Kamad the Sukkah, the Erin of Dalmud Aleph, Maisi Kol Mislir Reb Chanan, it brings the whole statement of Reb Chanan, Vachalim Maislah, it doesn't say the whole, it doesn't say his teaching. Then why doesn't the Gemara answer here like answers over there? That says cross macht baum, it's not really written in the Torah, it's only an illusion. Then the Gemara should have also asked, if let's say the question was really on Shurin, but the Gemara should have also asked the way our Gersa has it, ancient mechtav ksivi punishments are also written because those are most definitely written in the Torah, the Arbimis's Bezdin and the punishment of Malkis. Rather, Tosafot says from all these questions, you can infer, like the way Rashi said, the Hachibach, that the Gemara's question was, like our Divin Maskel has it, ancient mechtav ksivi, how could you say Lachmash Rezina that the punishments are written in the Torah? I'm sure Leparach, but you're right regarding measurements that was not asked. Why? Because there's some Hashanu, the Shanin Hazim, because we rely on the way the Gemara answered over there. So can there even that said that you're right, it's just Asmach Debe Alma, and it is Halacha Mishra B'Sinai, because it's not really written in the Torah. Can you continue next to the begin with the Gemara? Hachanami here also, it doesn't really mean Maloy Logmav, it's Kim Maloy Logmav, it's the amount of how much it would appear like cheekfuls when it's pushed to one side. Now, Hodam Pek Chalain, so Tezik appears, this is an Erevin of an Testament base. A makadish of someone's making kiddush on wine on Shabbos. Im toim leilugma v'yatza, if he tasted the amount of a cheekful, he fulfills obligation. Vim lav, if not leyatza, he has not fulfilled his obligation. So I remember in the time he says the hasam nami. There also, it does not mean his entire cheekfuls. Rather, it's kim leilugma. The way we amended over here regarding Yom Kippurim, it's one cheekful. And v'tam how to be in yisuvadaita. The reason is, and because like our Gemara says over here, that you needed to calm a person down. And therefore, that's going to be the shear of Kimalei Lugma. Because the Imalei Lugma Mamash Kumar, because if you think to say it would require literally the both cheekfuls, Imkain, if that's the case, they may say that Allah of Chidr Shahavat Femi Revias is more than Revias. How do you know it's more than Revias? Because it's obvious from our sugi over here. Because Kimalei Lugma, it's only when the Gemara then establishes and says, oh, we don't really mean cheekfuls, it means like a cheekful. Oz Parak, only then the Gemara asks, Imkain, wait a second, that's the case of Alamukuli Bisham, it's from the Linsi Bishamai. Because Bishamai says, Revi is, no, Avamekara, but originally, the Kama Maloy Lumagam that we said, that it's the cheekfuls, and that's what Beis Hillel was saying. Like Ashley, then they didn't have a question, because, yeah, Beis Hillel is being more lenient, because Maloy Lugmav is more than a Revi is. So Imkain says, if that's the case, then Maloy Lugmav is a more than a Revi is, and you're telling me that the Halach of Kiddush would require Maloy Lugmav, the problem is, Hei Chabin Kulahai, how could it be that you need that much? The Dal Kais we have to say tonight, each one has a measurement of revias. Now the problem is, the first of the Dal Kais is that of Kiddush. Now the Imkin, now you're feeling the obligation of Kiddush, even the Baitim Lay Lugma, you say you need to have Lay Lugma, which is more than revias, and the Kais is only revias. So obviously it can't be that it needs to be Lay Lugma for Kiddush, and rather Kim Lay Lugma, which is less than revias. And if that would fit into the first of the Dalit crisis, which only reveals. But moreover, another point says, you would entertain to say that Kiddush has to be both cheekfuls. Imkin have a tfei miyisuvadaitis. That's more than just calming a person down. Because the yisuvadait have a kumala lugim, like we explained here in our sugya, that to calm a person down, all you need to have is one shikful. Now the problem is, if that's the case, so then why did you say that every single person, for his obligation of kiddush, you have to have his cheek falls. In other words, if it's one cheek falls, that makes sense. Because like the Gemara tells us shortly, that because the Rabbanan know that that's how much calms a person down. Everyone else a lot. Him a little bit. So it would make sense that Kiddush has to have the same Yisuv Adaita. But for both Shikfos, which does not have that Allah status, why would we say that the Allah of Kiddush would be dependent on every single person? Obviously, that it's Kimalei Lugmav, and that Kiddush does not need to have a Revius. It's rather Kimalei Lugmav, not Malei Lugmav. Tunik says, Master begins with the Gemara, Bishri Chacham, the Chacham evaluated that what is this that fits in the person's throat at one time? Zupayas Tanagail. This is the egg of a chicken. So I'm going to explain on this halacha. Because Hikshav Bintam asks as follows. Perk Chaloyin Amrin and the Gemara Erev Nafpei Amabez. The Gemara tells us that the Shtei Sud is the Kika the Erev. The two meals worth that are in the loaf of the Erev, which has to be that that's your Shvisa, which is two meals worth. That how much is in that loaf? Yudchaz Gregor Sabin, that's 18 pressed figs. Now, Operket Mishtat Fintnan, over there in Erev Nafpei Bez Amabez. The Gemara brings a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah over there. Rabbi Shimon Eime, he says, "Shtei yadois lekikar, two parts of a loaf when mishalish lekav, when three loaves are a kav, which comes out that it means to say that these are 2/9 of a kav. The hainu that is shtei sudas. That's two meals worth. Shehem, which that is hey bay mishalish bay, five and the third eggs. And the reason is shakikar huches bayim." Because a loaf is 8 eggs. Because a kav is 24 eggs. Uk Reb Shimon Kamelon. And says Taisus. Now, that's Reb Shimon. And we rule like Reb Shimon. And the reason is, because we always quote throughout Shas, when we talk about Tamasaychon, we say, oh, it's a Sheva Kebeya. Now, Reb Shimon, only according to Reb Shimon does it come out to be a Sheva Kebeya. But according to other Tanaim, it's not precisely as a Beya. And on all the Tanoim, the statement was going when it says, going litter and litter, a small and smaller measurement, starting off from that loaf that's a 2 meals worth, and then you have a pras, which is a half of that loaf, which is 1 meal's worth, and so on. On all of them, all the Tanoi, it was going chatzi, chatzi, chatzia, which is half of the half of a half of this original loaf, is a tamah tumas eichlin, is contaminated tumas eichlin, gemuchach, sugya hasam. Now, now we can divide these 18 pressed figs into these 5 1/3 eggs. Where the they're both 2 meals worth. Comes out for every egg. Is Gimel Gregor's of a Shalish mean the Shalish Gregor's comes out? It's 3 3/8 of a Gregor's. Because the Behem Behem Beshlish Beya. Because in the 5 eggs and a third, Yesh Tezayin Shlish Beya. There's 16 1/3 eggs. The oil cholish beya, so it comes out that for every third of an egg is gregus achas, which means is 1 1/8 of a pressed fig, because there's 1 pressed fig for every third of an egg, so you remain with 2 pressed figs, and you divide one of them, each one of them into 1/8, and you give 1/8 for every third of an egg. So it comes out that in the full egg, you have 3 pressed figs and 3/8. Now, as we continue to the base, the Gregor is Gedolim Gezayas. Now, the pressed fig is bigger than that of a Gezayas. Like it's obviously in the Gemara Shabbos, which Tosafot had brought previously regarding throwing a Gezayas of Truma on Shabbos from Mishnas Rabban to Tomei House. The Gemara says, wow, what's that for? If it's for Shabbos, for sure you potter the Gezayas because you need to have a Gregor's. It's not enough for a Gezayas. So obviously, Gregor's is more than a Zayas. Now, Vim Kane, if that's the case, hey, I'm reading the Perkiz Parakramala Hakus increased W Dalman base. Kabayesh, Echel Chila Achas, that there's someone that could eat one food item. Weird. The Imbe Sablia Machsigir Smishnei Zaysim. How can you say that that's the shear of an egg if the person's throat does not contain more than 2 olives? Where Gemara says over here that Thomas Echel is a Kabay because, it doesn't contain more than an egg. Problem is, according to Shimon, as we said, that's what we rule like. The measurement of an egg is 3 pressed figs. which that's larger than two olives, obviously, because each pressed fig is bigger than the olive. So how could you say that it doesn't contain more than two olives worth? And the Gemara increased Avidal on the base. So on that, I'm reading, he says, in the Hidikamon, Grib Shimon, Behold, they can bail the Tamil Tamil Sechon, right? Although that we rule like Grib Shimon, as we threw out Shas, say that Tamil Sechon is an egg. But b'shtei sudas to Erev, regarding the amount of, which is, that's where we asked the question from, according to the calculation, the 2 meals worth of an Erev, regarding that we don't rule like Rabbi Shimon, which, according to their opinions, the loaf of the bread of the Erev has more eggs in it. And they hold that for every egg, there's less than 2 pressed figs. Because the 18 pressed figs are divided amongst more eggs. And the 2 olives that are equal to an egg. So now it makes sense what the Gemara says increases that, yeah, the throat contains 2 olive sizes. Now, Kedemucha Chasam, like it's obviously the Gemara and Abram over there, the Rav Yisiv, Vagrava, Kremei Kami, that they hold like Remeir. Now, Ve'inu, Remei and Yehuda, and Nami Maidu, they also agree, the Kebeil and Tamat Tumas Eichon Kreb Shimon, that the halacham of Tumas Eichon is that of a Kebeil. And because what the Gemara says over there, that the chetzi lebeis amnugam, half of the loaf, which is 1 meal's worth, is the amount of someone's garment coming to him who comes into the house as a neger. And the chetzi lebeis amnugam, and half of that is the amount of the person's body becoming tummy. And the chetzi, half of the half of the half, is a tumas eichlin, is for the share of tumma of food items, where it has to have an eighth of the loaf. So this place is lavada mevri bihudukai. That's not going on the measurements of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yechanan koi. It's going to the shirt of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yechanan, Shehezkir Shir Hakikar, which they had mentioned the measurement of the loaf. And so it says, Tehdi, you should know that obviously that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree that regarding Tuma, we evaluate the according to the loaf of Rabbi Shimon, not according to how they evaluated the loaf. Because it's totally within the price of the Gemara, how much is the measurement of a half of a half of a loaf, which is the shib sol gavia? And that says the Gemara that shtei beyim chasse kemet Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's 2 eggs worth minus a little bit. Now shmami, no, obviously the koi b'shitz of Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, he was going in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The comment that he says chasse chasse lips sol gavia is b'shtei beyim. So, therefore, the same thing would apply for Tumas Eichon, which is 1 step more of a half, which would be that of a Beya. And again, therefore, it's not a contradiction, because, again, we rule like Reb Shimon only regarding that of Kebeya, but we don't rule like Reb Shimon regarding the original calculation of what the Kikar is. Now, Rabin Tamtiritz Bin Yach, he explains it in a different way. This is his words. It says, the Gregorius, that this amount of the pressed figs of the Erev, that we say that there's 18 of them in the 5 and the 3rd eggs, is belegerina kamar hacha, is that that's talking about without the pits. And therefore, in the mochas of Nerdos Tvei, and therefore it's pressed more, because there's no pits in over there. Ah, v'neichen lasimen bevezavliya, and also it's very easy to put into the throat, because it's soft, and you could press it. Now, v'zeisen, that we say, increases that the throat doesn't contain more than 2 olives. Yesh mem gardin. There it does have the pits. Ah, and the bakashin hain bagulin, and it's hard and it's round. And vein in devakum devesa habliya. It's also it you can't contain it, you can't press it against the throat more than 2 of them. Lakacha v'shir bezesim kashin kishir bez greger. So therefore, yes, these 2 hard olives is going to be the measurement of 3 pressed figs, because again, the figs we told me that they're pressed without the pits. Also, that they're soft and they're easy to eat. And therefore, the throat could have more than that of the amount of the olives. So although there's a discrepancy, but we're saying because one's with the pits and one with the olive. And additionally, just to round off the measurements, because Seves Agasa, the large date, Adifa Mekizayis Megregis, that's even more than olives and more than that of pressed figs. But a Batsir Mekabeya, but it's less than that of an egg, Vachul, etc. Now, this interpretation of Benatam does not seem to be correct according to the Ri. And the reason is because the Gregor's in Bem Garen. Because generally when we say Gregor's pressed figs, there is no pits. Because Shehem Te'in Shenidrusu, what are they? They're figs that are pressed. And even so, we say that they're bigger than olives. Like it sounds like the Gemara in Shabbos, that when you throw the olive size on Shabbos of Truma to the Tomei house, you're going to be potter because you need to have a Sheva Gregris, which is more than the size. And he decreases Nami. Also, the Gemara increased W Dalam and olive. Dein Beis Abli and Matzah Gresim Mishnei Zesim, that the throat does not contain more than two olives, is Babasa Iris, Toma by meat, because Toma regarding the Chiva Pigla and Lisa, which is made of Kachim, Leishach Begaron, which it has no application regarding pits, of a kashrim being hard, but going around, and therefore, the reader does not like Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation.